Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Through.
That's amazing. That is our autumn anthem. Well, the worst part of it, little snippet where I try to hit a high
Stop
note.
Stop selling yourself short, mate.
Everyone can hear it.
The neighborhood hound like dogs are howling.
Yeah, it sounds like I've got an injury.
Wine glasses are breaking.
I've just rolled my ankle. Ah! But we have a guest in studio right now, Justin, one of our colleagues here at the station, because Justin, you have been loving that part of our autumn anthem a little too much.
Well, the first time I heard it, I said, I've got to find a way to get just that and make it a ringtone or an alarm.
Yeah, we were thinking an alarm.
Could you imagine waking up?
Waking up to that.
Oh my God.
I showed my girlfriend. She said no.
But, I wonder why.
But look, every legitimate song at some point needs to get ripped off and remixed.
Well, true.
Right?
Yeah, like Boys That's of true. Summer. That got remixed.
Yeah.
So the autumn
remember back in the days when you'd buy a song on like a song single CD, it would always have like the single you hear on the radio, then it always have the remix version.
Exactly right. So if you want this thing to be legitimate, why not hit the remix, you know?
And as soon as DJ Justin has gotten on board.
DJ J-Dubs, he's gotten involved. And I thought as soon as I heard that moment where you hit the high pitch, I've got to make a call on this, and I've made the official remix. Oh, yeah, we're feeling real sexy. Things are getting heated up in here. Well, it's actually cooling down a little bit. It's autumn time, baby. And guess who's here? Oh, yeah, you heard it, baby. Her name's Gabby. And she wants to take you down. It's autumn time with the remix.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know you've made it win.
That is impressive. Like, I don't like it, but I'm impressed with your skill set and the sexy chatting at the start.
Well, thank you.
It was very
the DJ Khaled of Hit 103.1.
How does your girlfriend feel about having that as your alarm?
Still not keen.
The real question is, how much bloody time does Justin have on his head?
That's true.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Renting. Mm. That can be not the funnest thing
in
the world.
I hate renting.
I find your position really unique because you are both a rentor and a landlord.
Yeah, well, I bought a house at my last place of living in Toowoomba, and then I moved up here and I have to rent. So I have a mortgage and I've got tenants and I rent. And it sucks going from owning your own place to renting again. It really does.
You're just a glutton for punishment. You've got every problem available.
Literally like every problem.
Housing, whatever. But how's this? News out this morning that rental disputes have just gone bananas since the floods. Are currently in front of the Rental Tenancies Authority. There's more than 84 complaints just in regards to bonds.
Oh, why?
Bonds not being returned after houses were flooded.
Yeah, that's pretty sucky because the bond isn't what should cover natural disaster. That's what the insurance is for. It's not the tenant's issue that there was flooding. Like, it's not their fault that water came in.
What I find interesting, though, is, like, flooding obviously causes major damage to a house. That's huge thing, causes major damage and stuff. But I've actually had bond issues in the past for minor things. Like, really,
they'll try to get all
stuff.
The money out of you they can.
Oh, because they go through that unit when you move out or house or whatever you're renting. They go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Like, they've got their clipboard and a white glove on.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, like, running the finger across
the
mantle.
Across the window sills and,
So I once was docked money from a bond. Mm. I kid you not. Because the bond cleaners who came in, because I paid for a proper bond I paid for a proper bond clean because I don't know what I'm doing there. But they scrubbed the grout in the kitchen too hard and it left a little bit of green residue from those green scourers that you use.
No way.
So they wanted to dock money.
Because
they had to remove the green scour residue.
Which would have taken 5 seconds.
So essentially the cleaners cleaned too well.
Oh.
That was the problem.
I had a similar issue in a rental property I had where I was trying to get out, and they came in and they told me, one, that there was dust on top of the light outside that I hadn't cleaned. It's an outdoor light, guys. So that was one of the issues.
Kidding.
And the other one was the outside of the window was dirty, but I physically couldn't take off the security screen to be able to clean it. So I don't know what they expected from me. Like, I hosed it down. That's all I could do.
13, 12, 16. Love to put this out there. Like, have you had an encounter with, like, a Bond Nazi? Like, someone who is like, you are not getting the Bond back or a portion of the Bond back for something really small? Because truth be told, I actually said to the people, because I wanted to dock some money from the bond, and I'm a real tight ass. I'm like, you're not doing that because of a bit of green, you know, cloth left over on the ground or whatever. I went and I literally licked my finger.
Yeah.
And I just ran it along because I had nothing to clean
with. I would have docked you money for that.
And I literally just got, and then they came back and they said, that's fine.
I'm docking you money for leaving DNA on my property.
but my point is, how small is it if I can fix the problem with a licked finger?
Yeah, that's.
But 13, 12, 16, have you been a renter and you've had this? Like, the landlord or the agency or whoever, they've wanted to dock a little money from your bond for something that's just so small, and you're like, seriously? It's dust on the friggin' outdoor light.
Mate. Yeah, it's not going to cost you a lot to clean that up.
Get a life, son. Tab's here right now. Tab, has this happened to you? Did you not get your bond back for something so super small, mate?
Yeah, it was actually a swing set that was concreted into the backyard.
Did you concrete it in, or it was there when you moved in?
It was there when we moved in, but they didn't put it on the entry report, so they actually wanted it removed.
Oh. That's so random.
And then we asked a real estate lady to help us move it, and she was like, yeah, sure. And then she realised it was concreted and eventually just went, you know what, don't worry about it.
You know the funny thing? If you had have removed it, they would have charged you for it. What happened to this concreted-in swing set?
Yeah, or at least fill in the big holes.
Yeah, that's ours.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah, were you in trouble? You didn't get some of your bond back because of something really little?
Oh, I was in a rental property for over 4 years. And when we decided to leave to upsize, I found out that she had claimed for my bond through the RTA before we left.
Oh,
God.
That's illegal.
So she already had in her mind that, you know, like, okay, I'll set them up for failure or whatever.
Yeah.
And after we left, we just got called back for, you know, like, gecko poo, just minor things. Like, and I tried to get in contact with her, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a case there if she's claimed it before she's even looked.
Gecko poo. It's North Queensland.
Oh, that stuff is gross though, isn't it? That's so yuck.
One more real quick. Who's this?
Erin.
Hey, what wouldn't they give you the bond back for?
So I had quite a few problems with my last real estate agent, but apparently when I wrote it down on my entry report that there was discoloration in the grout in the shower, that didn't cover the yellowing of the grout in the shower.
Wow.
Discoloration does not mean yellowing.
What are you doing in the shower?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
The reboot of Dancing with the Stars on Channel 10 is just amazing. I've been loving it. I actually have dance lesson on a Monday night, and then I go home and watch Dancing with the Stars. And they're professionals, they're teaching me a lot, but the celebrities are really entertaining me. And one of the women who has been entertaining me for the last few weeks is Denise Scott, and she's joining us right now. How are you?
Hi, Denise.
I'm good, thank you, Clifford and Gabby. Gabby, what sort of dance class are you going to?
I do Latin and ballroom.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So you've taught me a few things, Denise. You've definitely
taught me.
You have. You've taught me how to get out there and have a huge personality and entertain the crowd. Have you loved the experience?
I have loved the experience, but the personality does, you know, help if you can't actually do the dancing itself. So it's a very good ploy to just
distraction technique.
Yeah.
Look, Denise, you were eliminated last night, but are you going to continue with it? Or is it just something you're happy to go, look, that chapter's done, happy to close that book?
Well, see, my dance partner's sitting very close to me right now. So I'm going to say, of course I'm going to keep up the commitment. But, and my husband, John, he's very keen.
Oh, cool.
Very keen to have ballroom lessons now.
Really?
Oh, that'll be fabulous. Mm-hmm. It definitely brings couples closer together.
Hello, John boy. I like that. We have loved you on the show since the start, Denise, but I want to play a little bit of audio.
I know what you're going to play.
This is you on the very first night.
Yeah.
Schooling one of the judges, one of the international judges as well. Have a listen.
Posture was Paul. It was very Hunchback of Notre Dame. You need to get those shoulders down.
But you know, the Hunchback thing. Craig, you try having these size breasts. Like, really?
Well, darling, I have done several of those.
I mean, has that been a problem for a lot of your life, Denise?
Well, no. And do you know what it was? I had a big battery pack on my bra strap.
You see what went on there?
And I didn't even twig. And I didn't defend myself. Well, I did. I did defend myself. It was worth doing the series just to have a crack at Craig.
Hey, yeah, he's a pretty tough judge. Last night, though, you definitely improved from week one, and you were in a beautiful, sparkly schoolgirl's outfit. You looked super young.
I looked 12.
Yeah, you did. But at the end of it, you did say that maybe you didn't feel 12. You said you were glad to go because you were pretty tired.
And that's the truth. I was pretty knackered.
Yeah.
How to be happy to leave Dancing with the Stars because she just needs a good nap.
How many hours were you training?
About 4 hours a day.
Oh, wow. My God.
Sometimes more.
No, thanks.
But we had lots of rest. Well, I had lots of rest. My dance partner would demonstrate the dance while I lay on the floor.
That's a good way to learn.
Bring me a martini, guys. Yeah. I'm working really hard here, learning the moves. Yeah. Look, it's absolutely killing it on Channel 10. Dancing with the Stars, the second competitor to be booted after Miguel last week. Denise Scott will catch you on...
Oh, that's a harsh way of putting it.
Sorry.
It could have been Miguel. It could have been worse.
Yeah, true.
Catch her on Studio 10 this morning on Win TV up here in Townsville. Denise Scott, you are just beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I'm spewing to read the news last night that Bismarck,
the Cardwell Croc,
the popular Cardwell crocodile, looks like he may have been shot. And we're not talking about by environmental protection agencies or anything like that.
By some crappy human who just thought it was a good idea.
Human.
Yeah.
So Bismarck's been hanging around Cardwell, particularly around the jetty and that, for years. Mm. It's thought Bismarck's between 80 and 100 years old.
Yeah, because he's like incredible. 4.5 metres.
4.5 metres. Yeah. Not too long ago, we caught up with a woman by the name of Janet. So she runs the motel, like directly opposite where the jetty is there in Cardwell. And she said, you know, Bismarck seems pretty peaceful, and she sees him all the time.
Probably 2-3 times a week. It's great for our guests because we've got a little motel here, and we especially the Europeans, they just love it. So every time we see him, we gather them all together and try and it was actually a couple of English guests had seen him down the road, and they followed him along the pathway and alerted us to him, and we followed him to the jetty,
See, you guys are tougher than us up in Cardwell. if this was Townsville, seriously.
Hey, we don't swim.
Even if you did, if this was Townsville, they'd be setting up traps and there'd be warnings and that sort of stuff.
But why? I mean, if you've got one big croc, you don't get many little ones.
That's true. You know,
it's fantastic way to look at it.
How true is that, though? Because now that he's gone, there's
talk
that there's going to be a little bit of a battle between the crocs as to who takes over his territory.
Yeah, well, he was thought to be the leader. I don't know how it works, but it was his territory. He was the boss croc.
And the new one that comes in, who knows as to how aggressive he will be. Yeah. So I would prefer to have Bismarck there. Thanks.
Cardwell police have launched an official investigation to determine if he was shot. The maximum penalty for shooting a croc in the wild is over $28,000.
So it should be, because he hasn't hurt anyone.
No, and look, we're under no illusions. Like, we're not going to get in there and swim with him and stuff.
God, no.
A bit of a tourist attraction.
You can't go up and pat the guy. No. But he was just minding his own business, doing his own thing, and this was uncalled for.
We always had fun. Whenever we drive to Cairns, we'll always stop at Cardwell because it's pretty much exactly halfway. Get a sausage roll and try and spot.
Just see if he was around.
And I'd always, there he is. My wife, where?
Oh, you're so mean.
Yeah, every time. Been doing it for like 5 years.
Get up.
with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
This week in the lead up to International Women's Day, which is on Friday, we are talking to inspirational women from the local community who are inspiring women but also men out there in Townsville. And today we are talking to Kaylee Downey, who is the creator of the charity Unlock the Locks, which was founded in honour of her son, Lockie, who unfortunately passed away in 2013 and was special needs. But Kaylee, you have quite the story. Can you please tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it all started it's coming up to his 9th birthday, 15th of March 2010. Lockie was born. From day three, we knew there was something going on. But every test, and over years we had several surgeries, every test that you can actually have in the country, all came back normal. So Lockie couldn't sit, Lockie couldn't vocalise, Lockie was peg-fed, he had what they call stridor, so every breath he took, his epiglottis would cover his windpipe, so it sounds, so he'd have to reach for that breath. He, you know, runny nose to us was a real episode for Lockie. He lived in hospitals and at our home, but he just smiled all the time, laughed, giggled like every other child. And even though he couldn't vocalise, he communicated with us every day and still does in his own way. And then he got, I think it started with RSV, which is a respiratory virus, which isn't uncommon, but with people with compromised immune systems, it took its toll. And I don't think he ever really got better after that. And then he just slipped away on the 16th of November, and 2013, sorry. And from that, how Unlock the Locks came about was just by him paving a path for us. And we found, because Lockie was undiagnosed, there was no research or anything like that we could put money into. So what we learnt the hardest way was what meant the most to all of us was happy memories and smiles, and that's something NDIS won't provide for families, and so that's what we want to concentrate on. There's a lot of separation in families when children are away having tests, and families swapping and being apart, and all their financial choices are made around that child, and siblings miss out, and the whole family dynamics is affected, so that's where we started.
So you are supporting other families out there who do have kids with special needs.
Yep.
And that is so unbelievably special, because you've obviously gone through a really tough time, but you're still giving back and you're still helping those families that need it like you needed it.
Yeah. You don't know where to turn. Father Dave said to me when we were with Lockie in ICU, he said, that the love you have doesn't go with your loved one. It stays with you, and you've got to work out what to do with that. So,
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we do with it.
Oh, I understand why you have been nominated as an inspirational woman, because
can you give one of your tissues to Gabby, please?
My heart breaks for you.
I've never seen her like this.
Oh, it's just like, I can't believe your strength which enables you to give back to these families, and because you know what they're going through, you know the struggles they're dealing with right now, and rather than, you know, being kind of internal with your grief, you're really helping other families, and that's beautiful.
Well, it helps me too.
Yeah.
And you don't get over it. It's not something you deal with every day. You're making a choice to live with it, and it's because of the love for Lockie, and it's because of Lockie, and I feel him, and we all do, that that we just pay that forward. We just want people to know they're loved, they're not alone, and they can smile and they can have happy memories that they will treasure, because in the end that is all we have, is our memories.
It's an incredible thing, Kaylee. What I'm sort of vibing here is you're getting as much out of it as you're putting into it. But still, the fact that, like, I often feel like, you know, there's so much going on in life.
Yeah.
You're taking care of your two other beautiful boys. You've got your husband, but also you're siphoning so much of your energy into this memory of, you know, he seems like such a beautiful little boy. And even though, like you say, you do get out of it, the fact that you do that blows my mind, and it does make you one of the most inspirational women in our community. So
definitely.
Oh, look, I think you don't have, you do have choices, but we're the lucky ones, to be honest. And it, when you're saying about so much on and everything, that's another lesson Lockie taught us, is that, yes, there is, and it's easy to get caught up in it, but it, none of it really matters too much in the end. Yeah.
So true.
Your face lights up every time you mention your beautiful boy, Lockie. It really does. So it definitely proves that memories are so important.
Kaylee Downey, wow, what an inspirational chat. Thank you so much for talking to us in the lead up to International Women's Day. And, yours is a story we won't forget in a hurry. So thank you again, Kaylee.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.